Shalom to all. Today's office is Shalom Yavamas Achav Zayin. We are starting about the eighth line of the two dots with the words on Chaletz's Moin Mishas Misa. And today's office sponsor, Lilinish Mas Mars Merim Sarabas Biaka Moshe Hernish Amash and Havan Aliyah. And we continue discussing women who have to wait 3 months before getting remarried. So the Gemara tells us on Chaletz says, if she received Chalitza Moin Mishas Misa, she counts at 3 months from when her husband died. That's because she couldn't possibly have had relations with anyone, so it doesn't really make a difference when the Chalitza happened. However, Hayotza Beget, if she's getting divorced with a get, Moin Mishas Nesinas Gita, she counts at 3 months from when she received her get. Aruchanin Amar, he also says Mishas Nesinas Gita from when she received her get. However, Rabbi Yochanan Amar, he says Mishas Ksiva from when the get was written. Rav Shmuel, they argue in the same exact way. Rav Krab Chanina, Ushmuel Amar Krab Yochanan, Rav's like Rav Chanina, and Shmuel's like Rabbi Yochanan. Now, Masav Shmuel Rav, Shmuel as Rav, I'll die to according to you, that Amar that you say, Mishas Nesina, she counts 3 months from when the get is given. Well, Mishum Al Chayshesh, what are you Chayshesh for? Mishum Shanesiachta bin time? Because maybe she was in Siachid with her husband in between the writing and giving of the get, and maybe they had relations then, therefore she waits 3 months from the giving of the get? Well, that's not a concern because Vinecha get yashan, we should be chayshish for get yashan is literally translated as an old get, and then is exactly this. If there's yichud between husband and wife after the get is written, the get's pasul. So anyway, the get's not valid in this case, so why not count mishas ksiva, not mishas nesina? Now we have a question the other way around. Mas Rav Chanina Rav Yochanan, Rav Chanina asked Rav Yochanan a question, al daitach according to you that ar mishas ksiva. Do you say she counts 3 months from when the get was written? Well, what about the following scenario? Hayushne gitin, a man had two wives, he has two gitin, he's divorcing them both. Echon nichtav achshav, one of them was written today, vechon nichtav acharzman, and one of them was written after time, which means he wrote the other one in 3 months' time, or you could say he wrote the other one 3 months ago. And v'nitnu shnei b'yom echad, he divorced both of them on the same day, giving them the get at the same time. So zuat oisra l'zuat matir, this one you're asering, this one you're matering. This one you're going to aser because her get was written today, but the other one, since her get was written 3 months ago, you're going to allow her to get remarried. Everyone's going to laugh at the chachamim. This doesn't make sense. Two women divorced on the same day, one has to wait 3 months and the other one doesn't. Now the Gemara just clarifies, min da hava maisvel rav l'shmuel hasru chanila rabbi yechanan. That which Rav asked Shmuel. Rav Chanina also asked the same question of Rabbi Yochanan. We just said it as Rav asking it on Shmuel. And the same token, man to have Rabbi Yochanan, must Rabbi Chanina. That which Rabbi Yochanan asked Rabbi Chanina, hasav Shmuel a Rav. Shmuel asks that same question of Rav. We just brought it as Rabbi Yochanan asking Rabbi Chanina. Now, halacha, what's the bottom line? Halacha, mina leget mishas ksiva. A woman has to count 3 months from when the writing of the get took place. Imlay nesiachid ima. That's as long as he wasn't nesiachid with her. We continue discussing. The Mishnah had said chosav almana bnei ibul. In almana, she is not allowed to get remarried right away, even if technically she should be allowed to. That's because of Ebal, because of Avelos. In other words, her husband just died, so she has to wait for a totally different reason. That's because she's in Avelos. Now, the question is, Vakamu Ebal, how much is this time of Avelos that she has to wait? The answer is Shleshim Yom, 30 days. Now, Adonde Tamar Benoshim, that's only with women. Aval Be'anoshim, with men. If a man's wife died and he wants to get remarried, Shleshim Regalim, he has to wait 3 Yomim Taivim. That's because we don't want him to remember his previous wife when he's with his new wife on the Regel. Therefore, he has to wait for 3 Regalim to pass before he gets remarried. However, this is only b'sheyesh leibanim, if he has children. Aval mei leibanim, if he doesn't have children, he wasn't mekayim peruvu yet, so miyad he's allowed to get remarried right away to mekayim the mitzvah. Also b'sheyesh leimishei shem shenu, this is only if he has somebody to serve him. He has somebody to take care of him. Aval mei leimishei shem shenu, if he doesn't have somebody to serve him, miyad son he's allowed to get remarried right away to have a helpmate. And also b'sheyein leibanim ketanim, this is if he doesn't have small children. Aval mehayibanim ketanim miyad, but if he has small children, he's allowed to get remarried right away. That's so that his new wife can help raise these young children of his. And kadal ma'isa, this is like a story. The wife of Reb Tarfon was Nifter, and Akshu Beis HaKvaris, when he was still in the Beis HaKvaris burying her, Amar La Chaysa, he told her sister, who wasn't married, he can't say, marry me, v'gadli as b'nei HaChaysech, and raise the children of your sister. Now, Afal Pikain, even so, Kansa, he married her, but v'loi hikira, he didn't know her, which means he didn't live with her intimately, acha avru la shleshim yoim, until 30 days passed, but we still see that one could get remarried right away if he needs somebody to help take care of his young children. And moving on to Halachim Beis, the Mishnah tells us, Arba Achen, let's we have 4 brothers, Nesu'in l'arba nashim, who are married to 4 women. These women are not sisters, are completely not related. Umesu, and then all 4 of these brothers died. If the oldest brother that's alive wants to marry all of them, he wants to do yibum to all 4 women, he's allowed to do that, no problem. If a man's married to 2 women, umes, and then he dies, so we have 2 women falling to the brothers, the bi or chalitza of one of them paters the other one. And that's in contrast to the previous case. The reason for that is obvious. We've already discussed this earlier, but here the Mishnah is bringing it out. And in the first case of the Mishnah, since the women are falling from 4 different husbands, so one brother is allowed to be miyabim all of them. However, when we have 2 women falling from 1 husband, the yavam is only allowed to be miyabim or do chalitza to one of them, and the other one is pater. Now, let's say in the case of 2 women falling from 1 husband, one of them is kosher to marry a kain, but the other one's pasul. For example, she was previously divorced, so she's pasul to marry a kain because she's a grusha. So, if the brother wants to do chalitza, he should do chalitza to the one that's pasul. pasul, because why pasul a woman who's technically kosher to marry a kohen? Let's say we have Rachel and Leah. They're not sisters. They were Reuven's wives. And Rachel was previously divorced, so she's a grusha. She's usher to marry a kohen anyway. Now when Reuven dies, both Rachel and Leah are falling to Shimon, and Shimon decides, I want to do chalitza. I don't want to marry them. So we should do chalitza to Rachel, because anyway she's usher to marry a kohen. Why do chalitza to Leah and now prevent her from marrying a kohen? There's no reason for that. However, if he wants to do yibum, miyabim lakshera, he could do yibum to the kosher one. He doesn't have to do yibum to the one that's pasul to a kohen. You know, of course, the Mishnah, arba me'achin v'chulu, and here we say dalma, which is the Yushalmi's way of saying there's a story. Like in Bavli, we say ahu avda, there was a story, there was a situation. So in Yushalmi, we say dalma. According to some, it's supposed to be read as dalema, this shall be said, meaning listen to the following story. Thas asr achin havyon, there were 13 brothers, umasin train asr deloy benin, and 12 of the brothers died without children. And asrin bain mesiav makume rebi, they all came, all these 12 widows came to Rebbe, and they wanted the remaining brother to be miyabim all of them. So Amalei Rebbe told him, Ezel yabim, go be miyabim them. Amalei, so the yavim said, Leis b'chayli, I don't have the chayl, the strength, the kayach, I don't have enough money to be able to support 12 women. However, Haim Oimras, kol chada v'chada, each one of the women said, Hanami zaynana yarchi, I'll support the family for a month, don't worry, I'll take a month out of the year. So that's 12 women, 12 months, the year is covered, he doesn't have to worry anymore. However, Amar, he said, V'man zaynahu yarchi dibura, what about when it's a leap year and we have an extra month, who's going to support the family then? So Rebbe said, I'll cover that extra month. And he davened for them, and then they went. On top, after 3 years, they came to Einin Tlosin Vishisa Mainukin. They came to Rebbe with 36 children, which means every single one of these women had a child every year. It's at the end of 3 years, so that's 12 women times 3 children, 36 children. Now, they came and they stood in front of the Dira, the house of Rebbe, and Sulkin Vamrle, they went up and they told him, Lira, outside, there's a whole city. Karaya literally means a city. There's a city of children coming to say Shalom Aleichem to you. So I think Rebbe had to look out the window and he saw them. Amar Lai, and he asked them, Ma'az Kechon, what's going on over here? What are you doing here? Amar Lai, so they told him, Anon Bain Tesin Lo Nahu Yarcha Dibura. We want you to give us that extra month of provisions. We are the children of those 12 women. You had said that you're going to support when it's a leap year, and here it's a leap year, so we need that extra month. He gave them that month. Now, since we just brought a pretty incredible story of there being a lot of children born, so we bring something similar. Ksivit says in the pasuk, "Vayeshev Aaron Hashem beis Oved Edom Hagiti shlosh chadashim varcha Hashem v'gaimer." And the Aaron of Hashem stayed in the house of Oved Edom Hagiti for 3 months, and Hashem blessed his house. This is when the Aaron was on its way back from the Plishtim after being captured. So instead of going directly to the Mishkan, it was brought to the house of Oved Edom Hagiti. He was from Gas, and it was there just for 3 months. And the pasuk says that Hashem blessed his house. Now the question is, "Bama Berchu?" How did Hashem bless his house? Bebanim with children. Hado d'chsev. That's understand the pasuk of Dira Yomim. Call Elu Bnei Oved Edom Hema. All these are from the children of Oved Edom. Ubnehem ve'acheihem ish chayil b'koyach la'voida. And their sons and their brothers, men of chayil, of valor, of strength for work. Shishim u'shnayim v'gaimer, 62. Which means there are 62 members or males of Oved Edom's house. Now, how does this work out? So the havas kol chadim in hein yalda trei b'chol yarcha. Every one of Oved Edom's daughter-in-laws gave birth twice a month. Haketzad. How does that work out? So tmei shiva v'tar shiva v'yaldas. For 7 days, his daughter-in-laws were nidas. Then the next 7 days, they had an absolutely fantastically quick pregnancy, and they gave birth. And the next 7 days, they were nida again. And then the remaining 7 days of the week, they became pregnant again and had a child. So they had 2 children per month. Now, Shis Asar L'chol Yireach turns out to be 16 children every month, because he had 8 daughter-in-laws, and if each one is having 2 children a month, so that's 16 children per month. Now, Tlasa Yarchin, over the course of 3 months, Ha'arbayin Utmanya, that's a total of 48. And V'hu Ashtin, Ha'chamshin Barba, he himself had 6, meaning Oved Edom's wife, she gave birth the same way that the daughter-in-laws did. So over the course of 3 months, that's another 6 children. So 48 plus 6 is 54. And then Utmanu Sehem, the 8 children that he already had, Ha'ashtin Vitrei, that's a total of 62. Now, Da'i Dechsev, that's understanding the pasuk we just quoted before, Shish Mushnaim L'Oved Edom, 62 for Oved Edom. Now going back to our Mishnah, which said that if 2 women fell from 1 husband, so if one of them gets chalitza, the other one is free. Now, Omer of Bar Zavda, where do we get this from? Ksiv, the pasuk says, V'nikosh Ma'bi Yisrael, his name shall be called in Yisrael Beis Chalutz HaNoal, the house of the removed shoe. That's what Chalitza is, it's removing a shoe, so he's called Beis Chalutz HaNoal. Now really, the pasuk could have just said, Chalutz HaNoal, he's called the one of the removed shoe. Why Beis Chalutz HaNoal? So we learn from here, Bayis Shehu Nita B'Chalitza Achas, the whole house has now been freed based off this one Chalitza. In other words, we just need 1 Chalitza, and then all the women that are falling in Yibam are free. Asking more Afa B'Yakein, how do we know this applies by B as well? Meaning when the Yavim is bail one of the Yavamas, that sends the other ones free. The answer is because Chalitza Paiter Ubiya Paiter. Chalitza is a Patur and Bia is a Patur. Come on, the Dharma Chalitza cannot Dharma Bia, just like you say this by Chalitza, as we just had this pasuk. pasuk. Same thing with bia. Asking more another question. What about doing a harama, doing a trickery? Let's say like in the first case of Mishnah, where we had a bunch of brothers dying, all their wives are falling to the remaining brothers. So is the oldest brother, whom we already know he's the first one that gets to do the mitzvah, is he allowed to do a harama and say to himself as follows? Listen, I have 4, 5, 6, however many women falling to me for yibum. I don't want to marry all of them, but I want to be mekayim the mitzvah of yibum. So am I allowed to be miyabim all of them and then divorce them? So I'm mekayim the mitzvah and then I set them free. Is this harama allowed to be done? So Gemara says, "V'chi Reb Tarfon avim shel kol Yisrael." What about Reb Tarfon? He's considered the father of all the Yidden. He was a great gadol. Lo yeharim, didn't he do such a harama? Kidei shloish meis nashim imei ra'avayin amanas achilim betruma. He was mekadesh 300 women in a time of hunger. It was days of famine, and he did it in order to feed them truma. He was a kayin, and he didn't want them to starve, so he was mekadesh 300 women so they could eat truma. And he definitely did not intend to marry all of them. He just was mekadesh them, so now they're considered married to a kayin, so they can eat truma. So we see this harama is permitted. Says the Gemara, not a raya. Taman in kol achaz v'achaz ruil lechal betruma. Over there, if they weren't mekudeshes to him, they wouldn't be allowed to eat truma, and so they would starve. From hacha over here, kol echem echad royal yabim. Each one of these women is roy for yibum. When there's other brothers, they could be miyabim to the other brothers. Who says the oldest brother is allowed to be miyabim all of them just to be mekayim the mitzvah and then divorce them? Now the Gemara concludes. Reviewed in Rabbi Shmuel of the Leikain, he did do so. He did such arama. We're going to talk again on to another topic. The Mishnah tells us hamachzeres grushasoi. If a man remarries the wife whom he divorced after she had already married somebody else, or vanoises chalutzasai, if he marries his chalutza, he did chalitza to her, and then he marries her, or vanoises krevis chalutzasai, if he marries the relative of a woman whom he did chalitza to. So in all these cases, yaitzi, he has to send her away. Vavlan mamzer, if they had a child, that child's a mamzer. The Rabbi Kiva's opinion. Now we'll see where Rabbi Kiva's opinion is coming from in the next Mishnah. However, Chamer with Chamer say, in a vlad mamzer, the child's not a mamzer. However, Maidim, they agree, but vanoises krevis grushasai, that if he marries a relative of his divorced wife, for example, her sister, shavlan mamzer, in that case, the child is a mamzer. The Gemara quotes the Mishnah, machzor grushasai v'chulu, and Rabbi Chiya says, b'shem Rabbi Yechanan, hamachzor grushasai mishanises pasamana kahuna. He remarries his divorced wife after she got married to somebody else, he passels her from kahuna. Ask the Gemara, what's that supposed to mean? B'loy kachin p'sulim kahuna? Even without that, isn't she passel from kahuna? We know that a woman who's divorced is now in a married kain. So what does that mean? If he remarries her after he divorced her, now she's passel to a kain. She was always passel to a kain. Al rather, what it really means to say is that p'sulim ilaycha b'truma, now she's passel from eating truma. We know that if a woman is a kain herself, meaning her father's a kain, so if she gets divorced, she goes back to her father's house and she's allowed to eat truma, no problem. Where Rabbi Chiya is saying, b'shem Rabbi Yechanan, is that if a man remarries the wife whom he divorced after she had already married somebody else, so now when he dies or divorces her, she's passel from going back to her father's house and eating truma. She passeled herself because she got remarried to the husband who divorced her after she had already married somebody else. However, Rabbi Zaira quotes Rabbi Chiya b'shem Rabbi Yechanan that hamachzor grushasai mishanises b'tak sher el kahuna, if he remarries the wife who divorced after she married somebody else, her daughter is mutter to kahuna. And in my time, what's the source for that? It's because the pasuk says ki toyeva he, she's a toyeva. What do we learn from here? He toyeva vein avlad toyeva. She's a toyeva, but the child is not considered toyeva. And moving on to Alchi Yidal, the Mishnah tells us ve'ezu mamzer. So what is a mamzer? We had a machlekes on Alchi Yud Gimel. If he remarried his divorced wife after she married somebody else, Rabbi Kiva says the child's a mamzer. Chum say no. So when is it that we say that a child's a mamzer? And the answer is kol she'er baser shu b'lo yavoy. Anytime that it's considered she'er baser, this woman is a relative. That's what she'er baser is. And there's an isra of lo yavoy that he's not to marry her. A child is a product of that union is going to be a mamzer. Divrei Rabbi Kiva's opinion. That's Rabbi Kiva's shita, famous throughout Shas, that he says there's a mamzer even from chayve lavin. Even if all the Torah says is that there's a lav, which is obviously a very low level iser, don't marry this woman. Still, if he marries her and they have a child, that child's a mamzer. However, Shimon HaTimni Aymer, he says that no, kol shechayv nol of karis bidei shemayim. It's only if a person's chayv karis, which we know is bidei shemayim, if that's what the iser of these two people marrying each other is, then the child's a mamzer. Malach gedvar, but malach is like him. And Rabbi Shuaymer, he says kol shechayv nol of Mrs. Bezdin. It's only if a person's chayv Mrs. Bezdin for being with this woman, then the child's a mamzer. Now we're into Halach HaTesvav. The Mishnah tells us, Amar Rav Shimon Azai, Matzasi Megillas Yochsan Yerushalayim. I found the Megillas Yochsan Yerushalayim, a scroll or sefer of genealogy of people's Yochsan, and Vakasiv Ba was written inside there, Ish Pliny Mamzer Me Eishas Ish, that such and such a man is a mamzer because of Eishas Ish. And this is Lakaim Div Rabbi Shua. It's fulfilling what Rabbi Shua says, because we know that a case of Eishas Ish living with a married woman comes along with Misas Bezdin, and here we see this written in Megillas Yochsan that the child's a mamzer from Eishas Ish. So that's like Rabbi Shua, but again, as our Mishnah had said, that the halacha is like Shimon HaTimni, that a mamzer is also from Chiyuv Kares. We're going to stop for the day and pick up tomorrow and continue to discuss this, but for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.